This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Right, so we're on that few days on the other thing in Beta. We're doing the Mishnah. What I'm going to do is just learn through the whole piece of Gemara quickly, and then we'll go through it a second time in greater detail. So the first time is just for reading and translating, but virtually to familiarize those of you who haven't learned the Gemara yet. So the Mishnah says, Beshamai Omrim Ein Mutziim Lois HaKotam Lois HaLudot Lois Sefer Torah Yerushus HaRabim. We're talking about Yom Tov, we're not talking about Shabbos. And the deal of Beshamai is you cannot carry even a child or a Sefer Torah or a Lulav on Yom Tov. Beshimu Matir, Beshimu says you can. That's what we're told in the Mishnah. Why, the reason for their machlokes, what that depends on, there are two different possibilities. What are the ideas? What could be the reason? Why would those that you can't carry or that you can't carry? What would the machlokes depend on? Would you say what would be the reason? So whether carrying is a malacha on Yom Tov altogether would be one. Maybe there's a view. Hashem, come inside. You might need to get a few more chairs from our side. The first thing is maybe carrying is not a malacha. Maybe there's no issur v'asor on Yom Tov. What would be the other possibility? The other possibility is whether the other possibility is yes, there is a din hetzor on Yom Tov, but we know that hetzor is mutter for eating, and since it's mutter for eating, has it been made mutter for everything? And that's different from the first view. So just bear that in mind as we go further. So the Gemara goes and says, Tani Tana Tana de Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avdini. A Tana was learning in front of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avdini and said, Hashechet Olas Nadova B'Yomtev. What happens if a person shechts an animal on Yomtev for a korban Nadova? So he's not obligated to bring it. It's not the korban Musuf, it's not anything that he has to bring. He chooses to bring an Ola. And he shechts the animal. What is the din? Lekes Nisudoraisa. He gets Marcus, that's Nisudoraisa. Omar Le, so Rabbi Yitzchak says to him, the Omar Loch Mani, in whose name are you saying this? Clearly, Beishamai, it must be Beishamai. The Amri, because Beishamai holds, Loi Amrinan Mitoch Shehutro Hitzor, Lutzorech Hutro Nami Shiro Lutzorech. So that's the phrase you need to remember, because that's what the Sugi revolves around, that phrase. That is Mitoch Shehutro Hitzor Lutzorech Hutro Nami Shiro Lutzorech. Since Hitzor, carrying, was permitted for reason, it was permitted also for no reason. That's the issue. So clearly, Beishamai holds that we don't say mitach, that we limit the heter to that which is actually stated. And what is the heter? The heter is for food, so it's only for food, nothing more than that. We don't extend it beyond that. And therefore, if you shecht an animal that you don't have to shecht, an oyla, you're not going to eat it. There's nothing to eat for the oyla. If you're going to shecht an animal and you're not going to eat it, that's not considered something that you're allowed to do in Yom Tov. The Beisilo, because if it's Beisilo, because Beisilo says, if it is Hutra that you extend it, and you say, since it was allowed for food, it's allowed generally. We know that you're allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tov to eat. You're allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tov to eat. You can shecht it for any reason, even for a Mela. She calls it Beisilo. So clearly the statement that was made at the opening of the Sugya, that you're not permitted to shecht an animal for an oila, and if you do, you chayav malchus. Clearly, that's talking according to Beis Hillel, not according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, not according to Beis Hillel. Matkif lo, that's phase one of the sugya. Phase two, matkif lo, Rabbo asks, mimai de Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel with the whole pligi. Who says that for machlokes? Dilma, but eruv v'hitzol l'shabbos v'ein eruv v'hitzol l'yom. Deal with Erev Yitzchol LeShabbos, Erev Yitzchol LeYom Tov Kamei. It's possible that what they're arguing about is whether Erev and Yitzchol, whether the halachas of Erev and Yitzchol apply on Yom Tov as they do on Shabbos. So here the machlokes becomes a more fundamental one, and that is possibly the whole din of Erev and Yitzchol doesn't apply on Yom Tov, it only applies on Shabbos. The laws of carrying were not designed for Yom Tov. We'll see in Rashi why.
Marso Be'eruv Atzor L'Shabbos, Be'eruv Atzor Yom Tov. Beis Shammai holds that just as there's Eruv and Atzor on Shabbos, so there's also Eruv and Atzor on Yom Tov. Marso Be'eruv Atzor L'Shabbos, Be'eruv Atzor Yom Tov. And the other one is no, there's no Eruv Atzor L'Shabbos, but there's no Eruv Atzor L'Yom Tov. Ki b'chtiv lo tzion Marso Mibateichem B'yom HaShabbos. The Yom says, don't take anything out of your homes on Shabbos. The Shabbos end, beyond the floor, Yom Yo specifies Shabbos. So you see from there that Yom Yo is explaining the law and the Torah about the Tzor of Shabbos to exclude Yom Tov. Only on Shabbos is the law, a law of carrying. In that case, what would be the din of shechting an animal on Yom Tov? If we say Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are arguing about whether there's a Tzor or not, then what would be the din about shechting an animal on Yom Tov? What will they both say? No, but if you say it's not mitzvah, mitzvah is not the issue. In other words, they both hold. Then you can't. You can't. That's the issue. You don't have a shecht. That is. It's not the tzuriyah. So what do they say? That you, what does Beis Hillel say? You're allowed to carry. You're allowed to carry because there's no issur of carrying, not because of mitzvah. The issur of carrying was never stated for Shabbos. It's an interesting argument. It's a thing that there's a view in the Gemara that there's no issur of carrying on Yom Tov. It wasn't stated at all. Doesn't matter, so the shechting has nothing to do with the Yitzhar, but there's no heads for shechting. What's the heads for shechting? Shechting for this. On that, let's mind the polyg. The only heads to shecht is if you need the food. But if you don't need the food, there's no heads to shecht. In that case, why is there a heads to carry? That's got nothing to do with food. There's a heads to carry because there was never a heads to carry. That's the question. Is the heads to carry linked to food or not? So our assumption in starting off was the heads to carry is linked to food. The question was it extended beyond food? The second view is, no, it's got nothing to do with food. The heter to carry, it's not a heter to carry. There was never an issur to carry on Yom Tov. Matkit lo Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef asks. This little piece of Rav Yosef is going to be key to what we learn tonight. Matkit lo Rav Yosef, elo mi'ata. If that's so, that their argument is about whether there's a heter, whether there's an issur or itzor on Yom Tov or not. It's a very fundamental argument. Is there an issur itzor on Yom Tov? Elo mi'ata, lishlibu ba'avon. So don't talk about a child and a sefer Torah and a lulav. Talk about stones. You can't carry anything according to Beis Shammai, and you can carry anything according to Beis Hillel. Makes no difference what it is. Why go into the specifics? Since the Mishnah doesn't talk about stones, it talks specifically about things that have a purpose and a use. So you see, their argument is about ritzol, which is not to do with eating, which is no tzorich achila. There's a piece of Rabbi Yochanan afterwards, which we'll look at if we have the time. But that's the piece of Gemara. We'll learn through it again. That's basically the Mishnah and the piece of Gemara. Let's start again.
So, the issue of what's on Shabbos, is that that's engaged in
the Kosovo? It's in the Torah. It's in the Torah. That's the question. So let's learn the Gemara again. Says the Mishnah. So Beis Shammai Mimein Butzim Lo Yis Hakotam V'Lo Yis Halulu V'Lo Yis Sefer Torah Rishus HaRabim. Beis Shammai says you may not carry out a kotum or a lulav or a Sefer Torah Rishus HaRabim on Yom Tov. Why not? So, it's Yisur HaTzor. That's a simple reason. It's Yisur HaTzor. I do know that there's certain things you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov, explains Rashi. Kol Mili Delav Tzorech Achilo. These are not Tzorech Achilo. You don't need this for food. Since you don't need this for food, it's also. So clearly, how is Rashi learning? The machlokes is what? So when Beis Hillel says it's allowed, what is Beis Hillel saying? What's allowed?
Carry.
What can you carry?
You can carry
the lulav
because it's not
in shayach. No, but that doesn't seem to be necessary because, well, there are two possibilities, right? What the Mishnah could mean. So the one possibility is there's no insult of Erev and Yom Tov, and therefore the machlokes says Hillel, therefore you can carry anything. There isn't an issue. The Shammai says there is an issue, and you can only carry the Tzorech Achil. Second possibility is that they both say that there was an issue, and the question that we know that there's a heter for food. How far does the heter for food extend? Do we say mitoch or don't we say mitoch? So Rashi says, Tosfos says you're only allowed to carry something. You're not allowed to carry. Rashi says that the Shammai holds you're not allowed to carry something the lav Tzorech Achil. What happens if it is Tzorech Achilo? Then you may carry. Now, working out from Rashi, just looking at those words in Rashi, what does Beis Hillel hold? What can you carry?
Things that are the Tzorech Achila,
even Beis Shammai says you can carry. And things which are not the Tzorech Achila. What about, well, is that so? Is something Shavuot the Tzorech Achila anything? What about something which is not the Tzorech anything? So it should be Avonim. It should be Avonim. So since it doesn't say Avonim, it would seem to be that if it's Lav the Tzorech Achila, you can carry it as long as it's a Tzorech Yomtiv, a Tzorech something. But if it's not the Tzorech anything, that's the Diyuk in Rashi. Because Rashi says, all the Shammai is telling us that you can't carry something that is lav tzorech achila. Fine. That means Beis Hillel says you can carry something that is lav tzorech achila. But there are three categories we've got to look at. Category one is tzorech achila, pots and pans and food. Number two is not tzorech achila, but tzorech something. Like a child and a lulav and a sefer Torah. It's not tzorech achila, but it's the tzorech. You know, maybe you want Chris of Torah. That's the second type. And the third one is avonim, the tzorech nothing. So according to Rashi, what does Beis Hillel say about Avonim? It would appear that you would not be allowed to carry Avonim according to Beis Hillel the way Rashi is learning. So just bear that in mind. Let's go into the Gemara. So Tani Tana Kama de Rabbi Yisrael Ben Avdili. So they bring this case in front of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avdili, of Ashrichit, or he laws Nidal Rabbi Yontif. So here he's shechting, so it's not about carrying. And it's an Oilas Nidal, he has no reason to do it, on Yontif, and he's like, it's an Isidor Isaac. Omar Le, so Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avdili said, Omar Le Chomani Beis Shammai, this must be Beis Shammai. Hillel would hold
that you can shecht this animal, even though you don't have a need for achila, but it's a mitzvah. You bring a korban oilah, it's like the sefer Torah, it's like the lulav. So if there's some kind of a need for it, Hillel would say you're allowed. Beis Hillel would say you're allowed to do it. Beis Shammai would hold you can't because it's not la'achila. So clearly, this is according to Beis Shammai. No, it's not a chiv. Rashi says it's not a certain nedava. You don't have to bring it. And Rashi in fact says oilas nedava deilu oilas chayvas hayom. If it would be an oila that you have to bring that day, like a musaf, Rachman Sharia, the Torah says bring a musaf. You can't. There's no problem with that. Avazu yesh lachiv ulachiv yontif. This you can bring once a yontif. You don't have to bring it now. Why are you bringing it now? There's no reason to bring it now. Then you should bring it later. And if you bring it now, there's an Issa Malkus because it's Malkus Shor, according to Beis Shammai. Matkif lo Rabbo asks Rabbo and says, Mimai de Beis Shammai, Uveit Hila Behol Pligi. Why are you assuming that that's the basis of the Matlokus Beis Shammai and Beis Hila? Tilma the Erevit Sol the Shabbos, the Erevit Sol the Shai, the Yomtsev Kam Pligi. What they might be arguing about is whether Dinei Hoitzor are stated exclusively for Shabbos, or whether they are stated for Yom Tov as well. Ma'asover Eidu V'itzor the Shabbos, Eidu V'itzor the Yom Tov, Ma'asover Eidu V'itzor the Shabbos, Eidu V'itzor the Yom Tov, Ki Dichtiv Lo Yitzir Mas Mibatechem Yema Shabbos B'Shabbos Eidu Yom Tov. So it's possible to say that they're holding, based on the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, that the issue of carrying is only for Shabbos, not for Yom Tov. There's no issue for carrying on Yom Tov altogether. It's basically you. In that case, it has nothing to do with shechita. Shechita, we would agree, is also, whether it's for reason or whatever it's used for, shechita would be also. We can't learn from there for shechita. The subject of the Mishnah then would be specifically Hoitzor. And that's the difference between the way we want to learn the Mishnah and Rabbah. The way we want to learn the Mishnah, what is the subject of the Mishnah? No, not Hoitzor. Mitzvah Shehutra is the subject. How far is the heter of... For the Tzorech Achila, how far does it go? For carrying, for cooking, for shchita, for everything. It's not about one specific thing. According to Rabbah, what is the subject of the Mishnah? Hoitzor b'yontov. Is there a din hoitzor b'yontov? It's specific to hoitzor. So Rabbah learns the Mishnah much, much more narrowly than we want to learn. And therefore, if we learn it that way, we can't bring any kind of raya from there onto shchita. Don't worry about Muksa. Rashi will tell us about Muksa. You worry about the stones for Muksa. So Rashi explains the reason for Muksa is the case you carry outside of Rishus HaYochid. And if there's no din for Hoitzor, there's no Muksa either. Okay, Muksa is based on the Hoitzor as the
Muksa. No.
Matkif lo Rav
Yosef.
Yeah, but that's how we define what Muktzeh is. That the reason for Muktzeh is that you didn't that you might carry it outside. If we let you carry, you might carry outside. That's the technical reason. With all the gezeiros of the Rabbonin, there's a technical reason and there's a much deeper philosophic and spiritual reason. So the technical reason for it so is because you can't create a halacha that isn't technically justified. So the method of creating it is technical, but that's not really the real deep reason for creating. So to say for some people, that's why you can't say that the reason no longer applies to why we're doing it today. Like my machronim, so people want to say this, we don't use that kind of salt anymore, so why do it? That's the technical reason that they implemented it. But there are a whole lot of other reasons for my machronim that go far beyond that. So when the Rabbonin goes through a technical process, so here too, the technical process is in case you carry. In that case, what should be mukta? If that's the reason, what should be mukta? Everything. As we'll see, we're going to see in Tosfos, according to everything should be mukta. Isn't that extreme? That everything should be mukta in case you carry something out. They didn't make the Gzera that strictly, but for another technical reason. Philosophically, everything should be mukta. Everything should be mukta in case you're carrying it outside. That seems very extreme. So clearly the Chachoin had something else in mind. The essential philosophy is that everything should be mukta. Why? Why should everything be mukta on Shabbos? That's the technical reason. But it's you just stop fiddling with the world. It's time for meditation. Shabbos is time for reflection, meditation, learning. Not for fiddling with things. Actually, the design of Shabbos is to detach you entirely from the physical world. As we'll see, they didn't make the takuna that way, so we remain somewhat attached. But in principle, we shouldn't. It's a major heter that we're allowed to use any kalim on Shabbos at all. Is already a big heter, and we should think about on Shabbos and all that kind of minimize it. Shabbos is not a time for engaging with the world, even on the level of kalim and mundane issues. So now comes Rav Yosef. Matki flo Rav Yosef. And Rav Yosef says, but let's pause it a moment. So what we're saying is, firstly, on the Mishnah, there are two possible reasons as to what the reason for the machlokes is. The one possibility is it's about whether there's an Isur Ritzoh or not. That's Rabo. And the other possibility is, there is an Isur Ritzoh, but it does mitzoch. Do we say that or don't we say that? So that's the first issue that we would have to clarify. The second issue we would have to clarify, if it's all about mitzvah, what is the status of objects that are not neither l'tzorich achila nor l'tzorich anything? So if we say mitzvah hutro l'tzorich, hutro nami l'tzorich, that's an abbreviated form. The real thing we should be saying is achila, mitzvah hutro l'tzorich achila, hutro nami shaloi l'tzorich achila. But if it's not Latzorich at all, who says it's Hutra? So that's the second thing we've got to clarify. That second issue, and that has a big nafkin in Allah Halacha, because now comes the question, what are we allowed to do in Hutra? So we're allowed to carry food. Are you allowed to carry your talis? So according to Beis Hillel, that's our Mishnah. According to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to carry your talis. What about you're walking in the street and there's a piece of paper in your pocket that isn't anything? Do you have to stop? Do you have to do? Or you're about to walk out the house? It's a piece of paper. Do you have to get rid of it? Or can you walk with it? How far do we go in the mitzvah shivutzu? That's what we're going to do. And the answer to that question depends on two gersos in Rabbi Yosef.
It doesn't depend on whether it's
Hatzot or Yom Tov. That's the two different issues. Does it apply to Yom Tov or not? Is the rabbis of perish of the Mishnah. So the way we're learning, it all applies on the Yom Tov. There's no question about that. The only question is whether mitzvah shutra l'tzorich, which will not be shalei l'tzorich or not. And I'm saying, even in that, there are two questions. What is the question? What does shutra shalei l'tzorich mean? Shutra shalei l'tzorich achilo, as Rashi implies in the Mishnah, or shutra shalei l'tzorich klal, even if it has no reason at all. And the key to clarifying that is in Rav Yosef. Says Rav Yosef, Matki Flo Rav Yosef El Me'ato, Liflegu Be'avonim. If that's the case, if this machlokes is about whether you're allowed to carry or not on Yom Tov, as to whether there's Isur Hetzor or not on Yom Tov, talk about stones. Why are we talking about Sefer Torah and a child of Lulu? And since the Mishnah chooses not to talk about avonim, not about stones, but about those three examples, clearly the machlokes is about the tzor shelo letzorich. Expands Rashi. Elamidaloi if look the avonim. Well, let's do the Rashi before that as well. Two Rashi's before that. Elo me'ato disvirulu lebeisilu ein isurhitzol liyentiv. If you want to say that Beis Hillel holds that there is no Isur Hitzor on Yom Tov, Yiflegu ba'avonim, let the argument be on stones. Ein Isur Hitzor, ein Isur Tiltul. Here's what you were asking about. Mukta, if there's no Isur Hitzor, there's no Isur Mukta. Shalei ne'es ha'tiltul ela mishum Hitzor. The whole reason that the Isur of Tiltul applies, Mukta applies, is because of the fear of Hitzor. Mashalei gozwa akol tiltulim afilu al oifkin bekelim. So then why didn't they make everything mukta, even food and kelim? Well, people wouldn't know to live up to that. You don't make a gzera that people can't live up to. But technically it should be. Food and, imagine, food would have been, how do you keep each other's shoes? So we should be able to each other's shoes. Food and kelim, Rashi doesn't have them in the same. Even food should be mukta. And I mean, the late, if look back on him, shmanino, the lekuli alma yesh v'tzol yuntav. So we see, says Rashi, according to everybody, that there is a Tzor Yom Tov, explains Rashi. Eloshimin ha-Toyro kutro la-Tzorich. The Torah allows you to carry. There is an Isur Tzor, but la-Tzorich achilo, you're allowed to carry mida or isa. The Torah says you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov for food. Uvesilal islu kivan kutro la-Tzorich ukemin ha-Toyro la-Gamri. And Beis Hillel extends the Torah. Beis Hillel is given pshat in the Torah. When the Torah says you're allowed to carry, that means you can carry even shaloi l'tzorech achila. So in that case, according to Rashi, and according to the way we've just learned, why Taka doesn't the Mishnah talk about stones? Why doesn't the Mishnah talk about avonim? No, there's no mukta, because there's no... Avonim is not the Torah. It's not the Torah anything. Therefore... So everybody would agree that it's also... Everybody would agree that Avonim also... So you want to say Rashi is holding? You want to say that Beis Hillel is holding? But the Torah wasn't matir Avonim. That's what you want to say. That's good, except that's not what Rashi says. Everything is Musa. There is no Isur in the Torah of Itzor. Not because there wasn't a Itzor to start with, but once the Torah makes a Hutro, the Hutro goes all the way. There's no limits to what was Hutro. For Yom Tov. El Rabbonim gozu b'midi b'havu tircho d'lo Itzorich k'gon Avonim. Ah, says Rashi. There's a gzera de rabbonin on something which is unnecessary tircho. So two requirements, it's unnecessary and it's tircho. So what would, according to Rashi then, what would be the din if you find a piece of paper in your pocket? It's not a tircho, so it wouldn't be also the rabbonin, it would go with the heter d'oraisa of mitzvah shehutra. What about if you wanted to take your laundry across the road? If you wanted to take your laundry across the road, then it would be mitzvah shehutra. Then it would not be mitzvah shehutra because it's tircha. If you want to take your child, there's a reason for it. Since there's a reason for it, so it's not for nothing. If it's not for nothing, it would be with it. So that's how that, but Rashi says two things you need. It's got to be a tircha for no need. There's a tircha for no need. The Rabbanan would go to the Torah still says it's mutter. So how's Rashi learning midoraisa? Everything's mutter. But not because there's no isur hetzor, but because the Torah was matir hetzor la'achira. Since the Torah was matir hetzor la'achila, the heter goes beyond achila and includes everything. The Rabbonim then reintroduce in Israel those things which are shaloi l'tzorich and the tircha, such as avonim. So in that case, it comes up, what is the issue here? It's quite interesting, because how does that work? The Torah says you're allowed to carry for food. Why? What is the sense that you're allowed to carry for anything? Where does that come from? What's the concept of mitzvah shivutro l'tzorich? Kutronami shaloi l'tzorich? Why would it be? So it's to matir, but it's matir only l'achila. It's also for Yom Tov, l'achila. It doesn't say any beyond that. How can you say it? You say to the child, you say to your child, you can go out tonight. So he doesn't come home. He says, mitzvah shivutro, you allowed me to go out. You didn't say, I can go out for as long as I want. You didn't say. What's mitzvah shivutro? Even, but what's the logic of it? What's the logic of it? Yeah, but, so I understand why the Torah is matir for achila. But why? Stones.
Yeah,
carry stones around. The Torah, the Rashi says, include stones. They have the Doraisa.
Too difficult to
distinguish. Why is it difficult to distinguish? The Torah says, very clear, you can carry for food. What's so difficult to understand about that? What's the concept of the Toshurka?
It will take out. I'm saying it's not like Shabbos where it's introspective when you shouldn't be taking things out.
So that's, that would be an outcome. We would learn from that. Since we can learn what Yom Tov is about. Since there's no Hitzor on Yom Tov, therefore there's no Muktzah in this kind of sense. And therefore the tension is to be more mobile. That's the outcome. But in the process of learning, how do you learn the concept of that logic is so difficult to follow. What's the logic of saying mitoch? Where do you get such a thing from? The Torah says A, and I say, well, the Torah means A to the power N. Where from? The Torah doesn't say that. The Torah is specific. The Torah doesn't give it as a general. The Torah says it's l'achila. There's a pasuk for it.
But
you put a comma after the concept of carrying on the altar. And then the emphasis being on the achila. But it says in the Torah, "Ach asher yachal lechol nefesh." It says it actually specifies clearly in the Torah, "You may do that which you need for achila." That's what it says. It doesn't say you can carry stones or handkerchiefs. Yeah, so the way Beis Hillel has to learn Yom Yol is that, certainly the way, not according to Rabbo, is he's talking, he's just saying, even if you would just keep Shabbos, get out of Yom Tov, he's complaining and saying, if you would just keep Shabbos properly. So it's a musur question rather than a halakhic decision that Yom Yol is giving. Rashi explains it in Yom, so we don't even have that as an art. So what we would have to say is the following. I think that there's an amazing concept that the Mishnah is debating here. Mishnah is debating the following. In the shiurim that I did on Masech the Sukkah, we had a lot of fun in Los Angeles. I don't know if you remember when we did Sukkah in the Beis HaMikdash, we also had a lot of fun. It's one of the funnest Masechtas because it explores the boundaries of reality in a way that almost no other Masechta doesn't. And one of the things we were looking at is we showed how the Masechta explores what does the world look like if we from a two-dimensional perspective, from a three, from a four, from a five, from a six-dimensional perspective. It actually looks at the world in a multi-dimensional way. It's very, very fascinating. Those are the shiurim that we did on the website. Here, what I believe the Gemara is exploring is intent a dimension of action? We know that intent is a dimension of an object. There's an example of intent being a measure of a dimension of an object. Carbonus is one case, but Carbonus is one case where intent is a measure of the object. Where else? Sefer Torah, tzitzis, if you don't make tzitzis, sure, it's not tzitzis. There are things where the object is not the halakhic object. If it doesn't have, just as if one of the three dimensions is missing, it wouldn't be if you've got six strings instead of eight strings to your tzitzis, it's not tzitzis. If it was made without intent, it's not tzitzis. It's not that there's a psul in it. It's not tzitzis. It's nothing. So intent, with certain halachic objects, intent is one of the dimensions. What we're looking at here is intent a dimension of an action? So when the Torah says, bishul is mutter on Yom Tov, how do you define bishul? Using three dimensions or four dimensions? I should actually say four dimensions or five, because the dimension of time you do use. Bishul is also when? Bishul is also in certain times. If you're in Vashem on the weekday, there's no issue. So if time is one of these. So there's certainly four dimensions to halachic reality, both in an object and in an action. What about the fifth dimension? Certain objects are governed by the fifth dimension, which is kavana, intent. What about an action? Is an action determined, defined by its intention, or is it not defined by its intention? So in the case of Shabbos, that's because by Shabbos we have an idea of Meleches Machsheves. So Shabbos, you're right, is a case where the Torah specifically says that Melocha has to be defined by intention. By the fact that the Torah says it by Shabbos, What is it? What might it imply for other cases? That it's not. That in other cases it's not governed by intention. And an action is defined only by the four dimensions and not by the fifth dimension. In which case, when the Torah says Bishul or Hitzor is allowed on Yom Tov, how do you define Hitzor? What does Hitzor mean? Hitzor is allowed on Yom Tov. Hitzor means carrying something from one rishus to another or four amos in rishus arabim. That's Hitzor. I did it for food, I didn't do it for food, I did it for Yom Tov, I did it for... Who cares what you did it for? When the Torah says Hitzor is osu, that's what Hitzor means. When the Torah says Hitzor is mutter, that's what the Torah means. Says Beis Shammai, the reason for the Hitzor is irrelevant in the definition of whether something constitutes Hitzor or not. So the Torah says Hitzor is allowed for Achila. Doesn't matter for what the Torah is telling you, is the reason we're allowing it. We're allowing this thing called Hitzor so that you can eat. What is this thing called Hitzor? That's nothing to do with intention, it's just going to do with the action. How do you define an action? So what is it? How does it work, for example, in the Zikin? If you crash into my car and say, sorry, I didn't intend to. It was a mistake. What do we say? Oh, okay, then you're not responsible. You're still responsible, even if you didn't, the intention is irrelevant in the Zikin. What happens in a case of, what happens in a case of Aveiro? The Mechal of Shabbos, oh, show you. What do we say? Taf. Korban Chadus. Were you being a Korban Chadus for the Shogeg? The answer is that your intent is not relevant to the object. Yeah, it might be relevant to the level of punishment, so you know, it's not punishable. But you're fully responsible for the action because actions are defined by their physical parameters, not by their intention. That's how Beis Shammai applies with the halacha over here. Because if it's an object, it means that we've got to interpret the action objectively and not subjectively. Beis Hillel holds, when the Torah said, the Torah was adding a dimension to the description of what kind of Hitzor is also and what kind of Hitzor is not. It's a five-dimensional, not a four-dimensional action, says Beis Hillel. And that one begins to understand the whole Gemara a little bit more clearly. Now, what we need to do, the last piece that we really need to do in this is Tosfos. The last Tosfos. How you guys sit on Rashi? Elo me'atza lifle du be'avonim, medulloim lifle be'avonim sh'ma'amidah. So the Tosfos brings Hashi Gassin, so we see already that there are two Jesus. There are two ways of reading Rav Yosef, the two versions as to what Rav Yosef said. The Hachi Perush. Rashi has the same version that we have, and this is the Perush. What is the Perush? Elomi ato the Beis Hillel les luhu isur hitzor. If you want to say that Beis Hillel doesn't hold of hitzor, the way you're suggesting, Rabbo, lifidu betzil tzul avonim, lashvin and rezusa, then rather tell us about stones and give us a bigger chiddush. The lesl bohen isur hitzor, that there's no isur hitzor by stones, the holoin esar b'shun dover tiltel afilu d'voshim lakta l'esar, the gani nitzorich yemtzor, klau, ela gzeiro shema yotzi, the only reason to assur anything for carrying is because of shema yotzi. So teach us, a big chiddush, that you can carry stones too, because there's no chashash of shema yotzi, because there's no hitzor on yomtzor. Kidisa be'edi b'feri kol akeli. Afilu dover shem tzorich yemtzor, kidun kli. And therefore even a kli that you should have needed, that you would need, should have been mukta on Shabbos. Zera Shema Yotzi. El Hashem goes in Zera Yotzi, but I'm kemi about Tzibi Yicholim Lamed, but we don't make it Zera without Tzibi. Umidaloi kami figi ba'avonim, and since we don't, ba'ad the machlokis in Avonim, Shema Mino bo Hitzor, what do we find out in Hitzor? The Beis Hillel Savi Mitoch, it's clearly the machlokis is about whether we say mitoch or we don't say mitoch. That's the machlokes. Asks Tosfos ben Toma, given the Beis Hillel gisluhu mitoch, if Beis Hillel holds mitoch, am I ein matir afilu tiltul avonim? So using the way I just interpreted Beis Hillel, so Beis Hillel holds that what does mitoch mean? Mitoch means that when the Torah says you're allowed to carry, it's defining carrying, not with intent. defining carrying, I said it the wrong way around earlier, Vaishnava, Vaisila holds, that you're defining carrying four-dimensionally, not five-dimensionally. The intent is irrelevant. Even Avonim. Well, then there's no limit, then any form of carrying becomes mutter. You're right. To midoraisa, hoyel ba Torah hutzra legamri. From midoraisa, it's allowed because the Torah said it's mutter. Anything's mutter. The action is defined by its four dimensions, and not by its dimension of kabbalah, and therefore it's mutter. Rabbonim dozo v'adovashin etzurich yomtiv tikkina deikur etzor nesro yesh leesor v'dovashin etzurich yomtiv klal. Adkan perish Rashi. So that's Rashi holds that you're right, strictly speaking, even Avonim is mutter to carry, and there's not even mutter, there's not even a question of mutter, but that Avonim reintroduced an issur on Avonim because of two qualities, Shiloh the Torah and its Tirchon, and therefore they acid it. Then it would be mutter even the Rabbonim. If you needed the stone, then it would be mutter even the Rabbonim. Like the same term of it. It doesn't matter if there's a purpose, tircha is a right. Rashi says two things are needed, tircha and shiloh l'tzorech. So one without the other, it's mutter. The only thing that's also, so according to Rashi, what is there now? Something which is loy l'tzorech klau and is a tircha is also midrabon. Something that is shiloh l'tzorech, something that is l'tzorech, whether achila or anything else, is mutter even drabon. That's how Rashi works. Says Tosfos, just skip a few lines of Tosfos. A few lines down towards the end of the line. Lachen nero lefarish to gasin and kibirsa. So we got that. That's the end of that line. Lachen nero lefarish. The Gersin and Kigirsa Sasvorim, about 8 lines from the bottom. Elo may upset. So, Tosus brings, for reasons, various kashas that he's asked on above this, he brings the alternative Girsa. And alternative Girsa has a very serious halachic implication. Elo may ato, hoitsi avonim lebeis hilel, achinami deloim chayef. So look how he learns in Rav Yosef. Not Elamei Atam, Lifli Gub Avonim. Rav Yosef says, are you suggesting then that according to Beis Hillel, if you were to carry stones, you would also be potter? Also wouldn't be chayev. That's what Rav Yosef. Are you saying there's no Vetzor on Yom Tov, so that you could even carry stones without being chayev? Now, what's important about that? When the Gemara comes, and then Rav Yosef says, clearly that's not so, because if that was so, then say Avonim, argue in Avonim. Since we don't argue in Avonim, what's the conclusion? Like, that what? No, let's try again. So Rav Yosef says, are you suggesting that there's no Isur Vetzor, and therefore if you carry stones, you don't get Malchus? That can't be, because then we would have argued with stones. Since we're not arguing with stones, clearly if you carry, you do get Malchus. That's the important part. Isidoraisa is what Rav Yosef is saying.
Stones are left out because
Isidoraisa. Achinai, don't have perish midoraisa, Malchus.
So this is
the
difference
with
Rashi was learning
that according to Beis Hillel, there's the difference.
It's just
as the equivalent. So the Nafkemina is according to Tosfos, it comes out that midoraisa, that you call it. So now that, again, there are three categories. Category A is Latsoyet Achila. Category B is Latsoyet something other than Achila. Category C is Loy Latsoyet Atol and Atircha. Rashi says A and B are Mutu Legamri. C is Mutu Midoraisa, also Midrabon. Tosta says A is Mutu Legamri. B and C are also Midoraisa, according to Beis Shammai, also Midoraisa. According to Beis Hillel, B is Mutu Midoraisa. And midrabonim, C is also midoraisa. According to Tosfos, there are no midrabonims here. A and B is mutar doraisa, and C is also and midrabonim, and C is also doraisa. וכי תאם החינניים כן יפלגו בעברים, אלא בעד המדברי כמי פלגים, ודווקא בלצור שיש בו צורך יונצב, קסס עמלינן בצורך שהוטרו לצורך יונצב, and according to Tosfos, what do we mean when we say mitzvah shehutro latzorech yontov? Hutro nami sheloy latzorech, but that doesn't mean sheloy latzorech klal. Means sheloy latzorech achila. But for some kind of tzorech there is the chol oichel nefesh mutzer. Hutro nami sheloy latzorech oichel nefesh. Well, the ikar tzorech mitzvah. We expand beyond oichel nefesh, but we don't expand in total. Sheh tzorech yontov. Aval sheloy latzorech yontov klal. But if there's no tzorech yontif at all, vaday the osu minatoyu. Kigun oifer b'yontif l'chol, v'motzi avonim v'lecha lo tzorech nefesh v'lodi, etc. So according to Tosfos, it comes out very serious. We cannot carry on yontif or do anything on yontif, which is shelo l'tzorech klal, even if it's something which was mutter to do l'tzorech achila. That's how it comes out according to Tosfos. We don't pass in that way. But it's a very strong shita to know that is the way that it's explained. They explain both of them, but this is Beis Hillel. So even according to Beis Hillel, there's an Issur D'Rabbanan, there's a Issur D'Oraisa on Shelo L'Tzorech Klal. That adopts the second Gisa. That's where Tosfos comes from. So there are two Gisos, and what it's dependent on is not Rashi and Tosfos, what it's dependent on is two Gisos of Rav Yosef. But Rashi adopts the first Gisa. Tosfos adopts the second Gisa. There's a big nafkimin al halacha. Now let's just do the last piece of Gemara. The Af Rabbi Yochanan Sover b'mitzvah shehutro hitzor l'tzorich hutro nami shelo l'tzorich. Rabbi Yochanan also holds that it's all about hutro l'tzorich. Please. The Tani Tana came to Rabbi Yochanan because the Tana was learning in front of Rabbi Yochanan. An interesting case. Hamavashel gid hanoshe becholov b'yontov v'ochle. A person cooks gidan osher on Yom Tov in milk. That is it. How many sets of markers does he get for that? Like a chamesh, he gets 5 sets of markers. Like a mishum mevashel gid, he gets for cooking on Yom Tov. No, he's not cooking a gid, it's just for mishum mevashel. But like a mishum oichel gid, and he gets the markers for eating gidan osher. The loyki mishum bevashel basa becholov, and there's an issur of bishul basa becholov, even if you don't eat it. The loyki mishum eichel basa becholov, and there's another issur to eat basa becholov. So he's got 5. The loyki mishum, sorry, does the gid anoshe count as meat? Not so simple. You see, here it is. And he's loyki. We're looking mishum havora, and is loki because of havora. He's making a fire. Omale, so Rabbi Yochanan says to him, "Poik tani libo, take this brisa out. This is not a valid brisa. It's not havora or bishul eino mishna. There's no basis to prohibit havora and bishul on Yom Tov. Why would he get markers for havora and bishul? You're allowed to make a fire, and you're allowed to cook. The intim salena mishna. If you want to say that it is an authoritative brisa." It's not lahalach, it's beishana. To amri le'aminu b'tzeh shu'tro yitzor l'tzorich hutro nami shalei l'tzorich. Hachinami le'aminu b'tzeh shu'tro avor l'tzorich hutro nami shalei l'tzorich. De'i beisilot, because if it was beisilot, kiva dami b'tzeh shu'tro yitzor l'tzorich hutro nami shalei l'tzorich. Hachinami b'tzeh shu'tro avor l'tzorich hutro nami shalei l'tzorich. If it was beisilot extends the heter to include everything, at least midoraisa. So if he extends the heter to include everything, says Rabbi Yochanan, they would basically would not give malchus for bishul al yom tov and avor. So there would only be 3 sets of malchus. He wouldn't get off that bad either. 3 sets of malchus, not 5. So according to Rashi, that works out well. What is Rabbi Yochanan saying? Since means absolute hetzer for all cases, includes the case of gid hanoshe, because is gid hanoshe l'tzorech or shelo l'tzorech? But you can't eat it. Is it shelo l'tzorech klal? It would seem to be shelo l'tzorech klal. It would be shelo l'tzorech klal. What is the problem then? So according to Rashi, it goes very nicely. It's shelo l'tzorech klal. But nevertheless, that's mutter. Therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, this is not an authoritative Mishnah. Beis Hillel would not have a problem with the bishul and the havora of the gid hanoshe, even though it's shelo l'tzorech klal. What about Tosfos?
Tosfos,
Tosfos says this is Doraisa, even if it's Shalei L'Tzorech Klal. So what's Rabbi Yochanan saying? This can't be Beis Hillel. According to Tosfos, of course it could be Beis Hillel. So we have a riot against the Gersa of Tosfos. This is clearly why Rashi adopts his Gersa in Rabbi Yosef. How can you possibly learn the second Gersa in Rabbi Yosef in Rabbi Yochanan's case? So what do we need to do? Check Tosfos. What does Tosfos have to say? After Tosfos, the Tzemer of Mat Tzorich Ikebem Rashi Gid Kimin Shiosu. Exactly that. Tosfos is troubled. Rashi doesn't have to ask the Kasha. Rashi doesn't have the problem. Tosfos has the problem. Yesh Lena Kimin Shiyo Bedat Hashulzelach Lahein Tzorich Yomtzur. He was going to eat it. He was going to have a Gid Rashi party. He didn't seem to worry that it was Yom. He wasn't worried about Yomtzur. He wasn't worried about Bosa V'Cholok. He's certainly not worried about Gidanoshe. So he was going to have a Gidanoshe party. The fact that you're not allowed to doesn't mean that it's not Letzorech. Letzorech doesn't mean legitimate Tzorech. Letzorech means any Tzorech Achilo, even if it's Achilo Asuro. So even if it's eating something which is not
Letzorech. That brings in the dimension of intent. Because he intended to...
Yes, because Beshamai holds it is a dimension of intent. And you're right. If it was objective, then we might say, this is defined as Isur. How can it? But he says it's not a question of what is defined in the object. The definition is in the subject. And since from the subject he plans to eat it, exactly right. Very nice. So the way Tosfos is learning is that it's all in the head, and therefore this would be an isur. This would be shelo letzorech, and therefore Beis Hillel. This would be the tzorech yom tov, and therefore according to Beis Hillel, it would not be something that is a chayav malchus at all. That's the. It would be nice if everyone had the time, and next week in the session we'll probably look at another sugya. But having clarified it this way, it's really nice now to get into the Rishonim, because the Rishonim become very clear. Once we've got the two different ways of learning and understanding the different ways of learning, the Rishonim become very clear. A little bit of tumult around how to learn the Rambam, but all of that one can easily clarify once you've got the principle of the Rambam.